Miguel Angelo is here to talk about his performance at the Afterglow Festival in Provincetown, Massachusetts on September 14th and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Miguel.
Hi, Charlo. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Tell us about the Afterglow Festival in Provincetown.
Yeah, you know, the Afterglow Festival is a really fabulous festival. You know, I think it's because they innovated stage artists, you know, like Queen Cox and John Cameron Mitchell. I think they're the creators, I'm very sure. And what happened with this festival is they create a connection between artists from New York and Provincetown. So this time, for example, this year, it's going to be 10 artists performing between September 10 and 14. And I am so happy and so honored to be part of this. And even more happy because I am closing the festival Saturday, September 14 and 9:30. So I'm very excited.
How did you get involved?
Queen, he invited me to perform an IRT Oberon in Cambridge next April in 2020 with the Latin XOXO. And then he said, oh my God, you will be interested to be part of a festival in Provincetown as well. And I'm saying, oh yeah. So I'm so excited because I'm going to be in the performance, like in Provincetown, and then after that in the Cambridge and Oberon.
What will you be performing?
This show is called Latin XOXO, and it's about, you know, it's like actually in February we debuted this at Joe's Pub here in New York City, and was mostly because I want to do like a tribute to all the songs that I grew up, like the Latin American songbook, the boleros. After the show, we get a very big feedback, like, oh, wow, the show is great, but I think it's something more deep there. So, and then we was reading the script and everything, and then we find out there was a very big connection between my father and I. My father was very homophobic, so and before he died, we don't have a great connection. So basically what we do now is we do with personas, like characters, we're breaking down the stereotypes, Latin machos. So through characters like the Virgin Mary, Carmen from Bizet, and Don Jose from Bizet. And then I use a lot of songs that connect those personas with Miguel so that I am those personas in me. And then I have the expression connection with my father. Basically, it's the relationship that I have Miguel with his homophobic father. It's very personal.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
What I really want to accomplish is in my work, I explore identity. I don't think it's too much different between us, you know, like for me, gay, straight, black, white, Asian, Latinos, we are the same. We just need to love, and because love is the key. We need to love each other. And of course, it's going to be like back to the show, like I always with love, you know, and music. I'm not. It's going to be, you know, full different of genre of music, and because music is my passion. But I think what I must to do is like people see what is like a really, really love and my passion for music.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the 2020 election coming up?
May be seen that it's not many great options right now, but we need to vote. You know, it's very, very obvious that this current administration is not helping our LGBTQ community. So I think we need to open the eyes and our brains, and we just need to go out and vote. You need to vote. So listen, I'm coming from Venezuela. I know I can see evil in political terms is happening, and this is happening right now. I see this before in Venezuela. So what happened right now in the state is what happened before in Venezuela. And this nation is so spectacular. The people from this country are so amazing that I don't think this wonderful nation deserves a bad future. I think people say, no, it's not. It's okay. They never can be happening in the United States. What happened in Venezuela? Well, we say exactly the same. Oh, Venezuela never is going to be like Cuba. And now we are worse than Cuba. So I see that, and that could be happening here, but people, because people here doesn't see that before from their eyes, they say, I don't think it's going to happen. Believe me, they're going to happen. Like, I never understand how these men can talk with a dictator from North Korea when, you know, he's a murderer person. He's a criminal. They got the Kim Jong-un. So, and you say that he's amazing? Come on. Something's wrong with you.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
Listen, I grew up in Venezuela, and all my neighbors, they were all kids, like all the time was bullying me when after school or when I come in for school. They always calling me, hello, little faggot, little faggot, little faggot. And I was like, come on. And I came to my house, you know, and told my mom, and I tell friends, and, you know, they always supported me. Don't worry, we want to help you, we want to go with you. So sometimes you really feel alone, but you need to talk. You know, I know bullying is there. It happened every day. It happened with me, hello, a long time ago. But you need to have, when you find in a family, someone, I'm sure someone is there, school, a teacher, a neighbor. So you guys, you are not alone. Even if you feel like you're alone, you're not. So you don't need to be ashamed of who you are. So talk and don't be afraid about those people. Because when a person is bullying you, it's because they are cowards. And because they want to do that, because they're thinking, oh, doing this, I'm going to be strong. No, we are stronger than that. So they need to talk. Don't be afraid. Find someone to talk, and then the person is going to help you.
How can people get information about you and also the Afterglow Festival in Provincetown?
About me, it's easy. You need to go on my webpage. It's like miguelangelo.com. Miguel with two G's, Angelo with two G's. .com, and you can see there all my music, my pictures, my bio, if you want to know a little about me and my upcoming shows. And Afterglow is www.afterglowfestival.org. So, and all the names for all these wonderful artists that are going to be there and the festivals, you can check it out, everything. If you're going in Provincetown, you want to be there like for those 5 days, if you want to see all the shows, they give you like a very good deal.
What other projects are you working on?
You know, every time when I go vacation, I always thinking that I'm going on vacation, and it's not true. I'm just watching that nature and everything. I always, my mind is working. So 2 years ago, I was again in Greece, in an island called Hydra. And it's so beautiful because there's no pollution, because it's not allowed to have people in the island have cars. So it's only people walking or in horses or donkeys. So it's very beautiful. So I started writing songs and songs and songs, and I started writing a musical. So, and then I called my friend Cristina Quintana and Jaime Lozano. They actually is going to be with me in Provincetown playing guitar and the piano. For the last year, we wrote a musical. It's called The Last Supper. And it's about an immigrant journey before he's coming to the United States. And it's going to be very, very poetic right now. We finished with the script, and we want to try to looking for actors, like a casting. Besides that, I'm going to be back at Joe's Pop October 15, November 6 and 7 at 7 p.m. with Latin XOXO, with the new book and everything. So, and then I will be at the IRT Oberon on April 16, 2020 in Cambridge. Besides that, I just wrote a book, and I just started maybe like 3 months ago to working on my third album. It's going to be hopefully in 2020 now. It's going to be only in English, called English with an Accent, all my songs.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I'm not alone in this journey. I can't be Miguel, or I can't live myself on a stage without my wonderful musicians or my wonderful musical director. So I would love that they ask me, oh, Miguel, what is the name for your band or name for your collaborators? So like the guy that do the script is J. Julian Christopher. He's amazing. He's so sweet. Sergio Valisovich is the director. Jaime Lozano is my pana from Mexico. He with me, we write the music, and he do the arrangements and the musical director. Brian Park is, I giving to him my vision from the costumes, and he designed all the costumes. David Stark is the producer. And I have, of course, my vocal coach, Matt Fansworth, and my diction vocal coach is Susan Finch. So all those people So you only see an artist in front of me, but I would like the people ask me, like, who are the people behind me? Because without them, I'm no Miguel.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. I'm always, when I'm feeling alone or triste or down, I always say, love is always around you. Even when I'm alone or in difficult time, love always will protect you. Remember to always love. That is the key. If you remember that you need to love and you always love, everything is going to be great.